Okay, cool. All right. Okay, so what is the Nature Center called? Like, what will it be?
It's going to be the, well, tentatively we're going to call it the Leopold Environmental Education Center.
Okay. And why acquire the land now for the center?
Well, the center's, the environmental center, it's a long-term goal. We're not probably going to be doing anything about that for, that's on my 10-year plan.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Okay.
We've acquired land now because, for a couple purposes. One, it serves a critical link for our Flint River Trail, which is a 20-mile cross-county trail that will connect Big Hollow Recreation Area up by Mediapolis to the city of Burlington via a multi-use biking hiking trail. And so this property provides a critical link for that, for the county's portion to connect to the city's portion. It's the last acquisition we needed to get in order to make that project possible. And then our primary purpose for acquiring any land is always to provide outdoor recreation opportunities. And so in the short term, once we get closed on it, I'm hoping yet this fall, but we've got some federal grants writing on it, and sometimes they're not as expedient as what we would like them to be with their paperwork. But if we can get closed on it this fall, we'll open it up to public hunting, and that's going to be its primary purpose, is for hunting, hiking, bird watching, you know, for people just to get out and enjoy the outdoors like we have with the rest of our recreation areas throughout the county.
Very cool. How much land is it that you
234.92 acres, I think, is what the parcels tell us. I've been calling it 235.
Wow.
It's basically going to be a 10% increase in the amount of public outdoor recreation land available in this county.
Very cool. So it's mainly for the, like you said, bird watching and trails and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a really unique property in that it's got, it's really kind of a snapshot of Des Moines County in 235 acres. It's got uplands, it's got bottomlands, it's got a lot of frontage along Flint Creek. There's almost a mile of creek that flows through the property, kind of wraps around it.
Oh, that sounds really pretty.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's got some great bluffs, it's got a little bit of timber, some open land, and we'll do a bunch of natural resource management on it once we get it acquired. We're going to return the ecology back to what it should naturally exist as. And so the bottomlands right now, all the open land is in crop production. It's originally a farm. And what we're eventually going to do, just takes a little time and money, but we're going to restore native vegetation to the property. We're going to restore the hydrology to the bottomlands down there along the creek. We're going to let the floodplain of the creek function as a floodplain. Right now it's protected. The farm field is protected by a levee. And eventually we're going to take that levee out and let the creek expand into its natural floodplain the way it's supposed to.
Oh, that sounds really neat. So yeah. The center is not for a long time then, the actual?
No.
Okay.
Right now, that was kind of part of the visioning process with the property. The center came along as, through the Leopold Heritage Group here locally, them and some other citizens throughout the county involved in different organizations got together, and they actually got a grant to have a feasibility study done because there's been a big push since Burlington is Leopold's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a big push to have, you know, more Leopold recognition here. And so one of the visions was to build a Leopold Interpretive Center. And so this feasibility study looked at a lot of different places and determined that this property would be the ideal location to build a center. And then gave some preliminary design ideas. All of it right now is still conceptual, but we're certainly looking forward to doing that. It's just one of those deals. We've got too many other irons in the fire that we need to get taken care of first. We've got our big project up here at Big Hollow Recreation Area. We've got a little over $1 million left to put into this park before, we can call it, quote-unquote, done. And then we've got the Flint River Trail, which is our other big project, that there's still a couple $1 million left to put into that to finish that corridor all the way from Big Hollow into Burlington. And so I don't want to go taking on another multi-million-dollar project until I got those put to rest.
Right. No, that makes sense. So the actual starting for the trails and all that, all the land, that's not going to start till the fall then, completing all that?
Right.
Okay.
We're hoping to close on the property in the fall. We have all the money secured. We're trying to get some additional kind of smaller grants to right now a lot of our cash match is being met with our local Partners for Conservation Foundation, and a lot of the money we've earmarked to put towards this property purchase for a cash match was kind of earmarked for the trail in general. And so the more grants and smaller donations we can get to kind of backfill our foundation, that's the more money we can put towards the actual trail development once the property is acquired. And so we still have some grant requests out there, mm-hmm. and would certainly accept additional donations. But the funding is there. As soon as all the paperwork and I's are dotted and T's are crossed, we'll close on that property.
Awesome.
As soon as we can.
So do you see the completion for the trails like coming anytime in the near future?
Trail completion, we're probably looking at, I'm going to say, a 3 to 5 year window.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's funding dependent. Right now we're on a phase. We're actually doing some required surveys through the phase that we're on, which will take us from Highway 61 over to Irish Ridge Road. And then from there, we'll start another phase. Once this one's done, we're hoping to actually do construction on the current phase next year. And then once we get construction rolling on that, we'll look at design and surveys for the next phase of the trail, which will take us on through to connect to the city's portion. And so I'd like to see 3 years, but I hate to overpromise and underdeliver. So mm-hmm. Tentative stay in 3 to 5.
Okay.
Gotcha. But again, it comes down to grant funding. The gotcha. Majority of the trail project has been grant funded from day one.
Okay, gotcha. Awesome. Well, that is all the questions that I have for you. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And are you the director, correct? Of the
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Devon County Conservation.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.